This is Fresh Air. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new album by Skip Sherry, a performer he calls both eclectic and original. Milo says Sherry's new album mixes experimental and playful music styles in songs that tell stories about an inventive cast of characters.
Everything about Skip Sherry's A Bottle of Whiskey and a Handful of Bees indicates it's a 21st century music creation. It was funded in part by a Kickstarter campaign. Individual parts of tracks were recorded in Australia, London, and Nashville, among other places, and then assembled. And it's not out of place for a credit to read, "Ice Cube Organ Built from Sample of Ice Cubes in Wine Glasses." Cleverly dry vocalist, Sherry is also quite the multi-instrumentalist, including keyboards, melodica and clarinet, guitar and harmonica. All this range, plus his penchant for quirky sound electronics, can result in instrumentals that are no more than brainy novelties, a problem I heard on his earlier releases. This time, Sherry gets brighter sound with the help of multi-instrumentalist and co-producer Don Godwin. And by adding fresh guest vocals and bolder, brasher beats to A Bottle of Whiskey and a Handful of Bees, Sherry can get effects he only hinted at before. Such as the mix of ancient Appalachia and today's urban trysts in I Got a Man, featuring Minneapolis rapper Xavier.
I got a man. Tell me all those secret things you never tell. Never, 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 never tell. Never, 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 ever, never, ever tell. Don't tell, don't tell, don't tell. Won't tell, won't tell, won't tell. That I got a man.
A key to A Bottle of Whiskey and a Handful of Bees is that it was composed over a two-year period when Sherry worked as a performer, composer, and music director of an operation called Limbo, which sounds like part performance art and part arty circus. Several numbers on the album move from suggesting a saucy cabaret show to a shambling parade, none better than this number featuring vocals from Rhiannon Giddens, best known as a member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
On my own, which is most of the time, because I'm traveling, traveling. I need a way to make me feel fine when I'm stuck counting days and watching the miles go slow. And so I find that DJ, or in my head I pretend these records play. Stevie Wonder and Janelle Monáe. When it's late at night and I can't sleep, just counting the cracks on the ceiling, I need a song that's sung so sweet so that the whole damn day will melt away and make room for a better tomorrow. I can trace a melody through all the songs I when lullabies multiply, I'll be dreaming of Bach and Stevie Wonder and Janelle Monáe.
The most affecting song on the album is also the simplest. So Stay is just Sherry's voice, guitar, and some pulses, yet it captures the elusive feel of relationships both tentative and essential, typical of the atmosphere of urban artist circles, and yes, traveling musicians and circuses.
Watch the coastline from the air. The cities shine, but you don't care. They will not take you home. They will not take you home. Another nameless room to stay. Another turn off this highway. They will not take you home. They will not take you home. They will not take you home. So stay. If you want.
It seems we're in an era where merely lining up a smart series of references is considered a strong signal of quality. This atmosphere also contributes to an endless sense of heard it all before. Not so with Skip Sherry. This is an original sounding album. There's some suggestions of Tom Waits, but even that is minor. Here Sherry has got his masks and costumes and ensembles in a flawless off-kilter cavalcade where he can act as ringmaster of ceremonies. And that is the complex buzz of a bottle of whiskey and a handful of bees.
Milo Miles reviewed Skip Sherry's new album, A Bottle of Whiskey and a Handful of Bees. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like yesterday's interview with Jordan Peele, half of the comedy duo Key and Peele and director of the new horror film Get Out, or our interview with Rukmini Kalamaki, who covers ISIS for the New York Times and got back last week from being embedded with Iraqi troops on the front lines fighting ISIS, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.